All creatures and all objects are my creation. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. All creatures and all objects are my creation. A lot of people don't like to take credit for their creation. They say, I didn't create these problems, I didn't create these circumstances, I didn't create... Well, I love to take responsibility for my creation because my creation is so exceptional, so wonderful, so beautiful, so fulfilling, so rewarding, so happy, and I like my creation. My creation is, well, now I could do a number of things, and I could play the role of a sharer, mentor, teacher, and have my creation revealing themselves and their divinity. Or I could play the role of creator, as we envision God being the creator, and creating everything and calling it good and letting it go on its own, you know, and not being the slightest bit concerned, and knowing that everything that it has created is good and very good. So that's probably a very healthy thing to do. God was very wise in creating in just that way. Now, how about us? In our divinity, are we creating with, what would you say, with definiteness, and then letting it go and be itself? Or have we got our big nose in there, trying to tell our creation how they should be? No. You can't have war. You can't have sickness. You can't have poverty. You can't have those things. No. You can only have peace and abundance and good health. You know, you can only have that, you know. Well, what a boring world this would be. There'd be no decisions, would there? They'd be all made for us. The divine tells us what our reality is, who our reality is, and how wonderful our reality is. And then the divine also lets us see the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, where you can also have it so it's not so good. So it's not so beneficial for you or for the rest of the world. And people, you see, but whenever you do that, it's not only not so good for you, but it's not so good for everybody in your world, because you're creating a world filled with people with those problems, whatever they may be. The problems may be sicknesses, the problems may be unhappiness or whatever, and it's not just you. The newspaper is full of people like that. Now, do you read the newspaper? And you girls here and the monks on campus say, no, we don't read them. Do you look at them in the checkout line of the supermarket? Yeah, you always do that. You gotta see who's done what, where, and when, why, and how. And it's just a bunch of garbage. Just a bunch of garbage. It's what your mommy and daddy did, and nobody thought a thing about it because your mommy and daddy weren't movie stars, you know, or they weren't celebrities. And so your mommy got mad at your daddy and hit him over the head with a frying pan. And that is the... No matter what kind of frying pan, it hurts. And so daddy says, what in the hell? And mama says, you are terrible. You did this, you did that. And that's bad. That's real bad stuff. And then daddy said, I did not. I know you did because I heard that. Well, who's telling you things like that, you know? Well, I think someone's just trying to make trouble for us, trying to get us to separate or something like that, you know? Somebody trying to sweep you off your feet and get you away from me. And good luck to them. They can have you in frying pan and all, you know. But hey, I love you. I love you. And so the husband naturally wants to create a happy world without a frying pan. And the wife, she hears these rumors, and she hears, because she's living in a world of rumors, she's living in a world of rumors where the newspapers, the magazines, the radio, the television, you know, everything is filled with rumors. Oh my, there are rumors. And some of them are very sound rumors. You have every reason to believe them. And others, you just say, poof, you know, that's not true. But here, all creatures and all objects in my world are my creation. All things that I see are my creation. Now, do I create the wife of the frying pan on the stove? Sure. Do I create the husband doing something that could be misunderstood? No. Why? This husband, every husband in my world, loves their wife so much and is so devoted to their wife, saying, "Sweetheart, I looked at all the beautiful girls in the office and I studied them and I tried to figure out why they think they're so beautiful. And then my mind went back to you and I said, that's why. Because they have looked at you and used you as a comparison and they haven't even come close. They're good, but they haven't even come close. Because you have that certain something along with your beauty, that tenderness, gentleness, loving kindness, you know, you have that honesty and integrity about you. You have that sincerity about you. You plus you're a good looking woman. Wow, you know." And she says, "All right." That's a lot to chew. All right. And then she says nice things about him. And of course, what happens to that marriage? It just goes from better to better. It just goes from better to better. How does it go from better to better? Because they're looking for better things in each other all the time. You know, "I bet you did something today that I'd like to hear about." "Well, not really. I just did my normal thing." "Oh, yes, yes, yes. I know what you're driving at. You know my very heart. But I did it and I absolutely forgot it." Well, I was walking down the street. And as I was walking down the street, I saw this couple. And they were going at it tooth and nail. And I was walking by them. You couldn't avoid it because they were right on the sidewalk. And I said, "Hi." And because I was so happy in my voice, they looked at me. "You two are the most beautiful people I have ever seen in my life. You have such fire and such magic about you. It's such a joy to see you. And you know, my goodness, you just vibrate with all that enthusiasm and all that joy and love for one another. Oh my goodness, you must be the most lovey-dovey couple in the whole world. And have a good day." And then I walked away. And I could look out of the back of my head, you know, because you could do that, you know. And as I looked out the back of my head, I could see them looking at me, thinking, "What just happened here? What just took place? Did someone reinterpret our world? Were we angry at each other or were we happy with each other?" Well, the happy part sounds better. Let's take the happy part. And they gave each other a big kiss right there on the street and a big hug right there on the street, you know, and a smooch and everything else. And then they went on to whatever they were doing, but their whole atmosphere changed in that one instant of her seeing them how she was, a beautiful, happy, joyous person. And so she said to her husband, I know what I was doing, you know, but I was creating. And I was creating right in the face of the devil. I was creating right in the face of a pretty strong competition, but it didn't bother me. And I was creating. And you know, sweetheart, that's what we do to each other all the time, too. If there's ever a disagreement between us, we instantly create each other perfect, loving, joyous people together. And he says, "Yeah, you're right." He says, "I do that all day long at the office, too. I just see everything going supercalifragilisticexpialidocious at the office, and I see everybody working harmoniously together. And I'm just a division chief. I'm not the big wheel, but everybody in my division just works so joyously and so harmoniously. And I see someone who is a little frustrated." And you know, you can tell. You can look at a group of people and you can see who's frustrated. And so I go right over to them right away. And I say to them, "What are you working on here? That's a toughie. That's something real tough, real tough." And right away they know they have a compadre. They know they have a confederate. And so Yeah, isn't it? I just am so confused what to do here. Well, hey, come on, let's go have a cup of coffee. Everybody's always eager to go have a cup of coffee, even if they don't drink coffee. They'll drink tea or milk or water, whatever, or a scotch. And so you go and you sit down in the cafeteria, you have yourself a cup of coffee. And then you say, now, you know, I've seen a lot of people work on that similar type of problem, and this is how they worked on that problem and what they did. And it was really a tough thing, you know. It was something that beyond anybody's expectation for an employee of this firm to deal in like that. But if you just move it upstairs in your consciousness to using that magic that's within you, you know, everybody's got magic in them, the answer is sure to come. Now, what was the problem that you had again? You can't think of it, huh? All right, well, tell me what the solution is. Oh, well, the solution is that it works. Well, that's fine. Let's see that it works. Okay, I'll walk back to your desk with you, because I'd like to see that the problem now is solved, and it's the solution, and it's working. And he says, well, you are a confident person. And you say, no, you're confident, because you're the one who believes that it's going to work, that it's all done. So we go back to his desk, and sure enough, the wind blew the papers right off his desk. They're completely gone, and he's got to start from scratch. He's got to start from scratch working on the project. And so instead of starting with the problem, with confusion, he says, okay, I had the whole thing laid out, and it didn't work. So I would just go, dup, 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 and pop everything into place. And the boss watches, you know. And as I watched, the husband said, everything fell right into place. And I said, John Henry, you are superb. You are wonderful. You know, someone else would have had all their work blow off their desk and get mixed up with the stuff on the floor, and you wouldn't know what was what, and it would drive them crazy. You said, okay, time for a new beginning. And you took the new beginning and you did it. And he says, thanks, boss. I don't know. You're always there when I need a little balancing, and I really appreciate it. Not because I'm unbalanced, but we all need a little balancing time. I know, John Henry, I've been there myself. And you see, this is the kind of people we create in our world. We don't create people who don't have interesting challenges, because the challenges come along and they say, solve me. And so we come up with a solution, and it's all wonderful. And we find that all creation and all objects are my creation. And isn't it wonderful how we can do it? Isn't it great how we can handle these things? And it doesn't have to be overwhelming. It doesn't have to be something that destroys us. But we let go and let the divine in us, and the answer is always there. Have a lovely evening, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.